Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for playoff baseball,
Keith? I am ready for playoff baseball, Jones. I've been ready for 5 years getting ready for this day.
Woo!
4 years.
It's been a wit. Yeah, I was trying to do math on that.
4 years.
2022, they didn't have any. 2023, they didn't have any. 2024, so yeah, 4 years.
I've been waiting
for four long years. It's like a Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
That's how long I've been waiting
for
this.
When they got knocked out in 2021, we were four more years.
And we got it.
Four more years, and we got it. We're here.
We took our sweet time, had a couple of last place finishes, had a 500 season last year, a bunch of horrible trade deadlines, but we're back. We're back in the playoffs, and it's the matchup that we've been asking for the last month plus.
When
you look at how this thing was lining up, you're like, give me the New York Yankees, and that's what we got. Excellent.
It is what we have. It is excellent, although.
Oh, no. That's pretty early for an although.
I picture the Jim Carrey gif. Is it Liar Liar or the spit take? He's just, oh, come on.
That is Liar Liar.
Come on.
He's in the courtroom, right?
Like, they're in the playoffs. We're all excited for it. And I know it's your number three starter. It's not like they're losing Crochet.
I know, but he's friend of the show.
I didn't want to bring up the Dork podcast appearance.
Yeah, and that was a while ago. He made several starts after the Dork podcast. It wasn't the next start.
I don't know if several is how I would define
few,
that. But a couple.
It was his two four-inning starts.
The Dork podcast spot did not help him. I'll give you that.
He is a friend of the show. He came on during the Jimmy Fun telethon. He was very gracious with his time and very nice.
Adam Cole actually got hurt after I had him on, too.
Oh,
looking back.
Boy.
Not a great history for our guests.
You guys have Tatum on, too, before the playoff game?
Yeah, we had Tatum.
We'll get to him later on.
I had Malik
in the show.
Nabers on last week.
But I'm like, man,
this stinks.
Can't we even have nice things? The playoff series hasn't even started. The guy just pitched.
Yeah.
And now he's out, and I know they're saying it's just for game three. I am fearful just listening to Crochet.
I mean,
it's going to be more than that. Yeah.
Anytime you hear elbow or shoulder for a starting pitcher, you're like, how long is that going
to
be?
He went to Dr. Dugas. I'm not sure Dr. Dugas is getting a lot of residuals, I think.
What
did you hear that?
What did Dugas say?
It wasn't Dr. James Andrews.
What did Dugas say?
It's Dr. James Andrews?
He's knees. Doesn't James, he's like ACL guy, or does he do everything?
Oh, Dr. Andrews said I had a special elbow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He does all the joints.
I was second-guessing myself.
I thought you'd pick one part of the body and really be an expert on that.
I was also fact-checking.
Dr. Andrews said I had a special elbow.
That guy was a treat.
Yeah. I was fact-checking myself. Now, Dr. James Andrews is still with us.
Great. Wait, you thought he was dead?
I wasn't sure.
He's doing ACL surgeries in the sky?
Oh, he's fine. He's 83, though, so maybe Dr. Dugas is the new go-to. 83, no disrespect, that's probably a shaky scalpel hand.
Yeah, not to be an ageist, but how old a surgeon would you allow for?
Oh.
He's like, hey, I'm the best there is. 50. I am 85 years old.
I want a surgeon in his 40s.
We're going to have to schedule this early.
You don't want him
to go to
young.
Bed real early.
You don't want him too young. I don't even want him fresh out of college.
You don't want it to be the first surgery.
No.
But also not the last.
Correct.
There's like a middle ground there where you want them to go in. No, but we thought they had this lined up, and you were saying for a three-game series, because the question for a while was like, who is the number four starter? How often are you going to use the number four starter? That can be TBD, and even a lot of teams, I think, kind of go into the playoffs with that. But for this one, you're like, all right, now who's the number three starter? Like that question just bumps up one more, and the number three starter, you will see a bunch. Knock on wood, you'll see a lot if you advance in the playoffs. And now that's very much up in the air. Like, who the hell is that going to be? And just like people being like, oh, yeah, Roman Anthony might be back in the ALCS. Like, I'm not holding my breath on Roman Anthony, and I'm not holding my breath, unfortunately, on Lucas Giolito. If he comes back, great. But this is it's very poor timing. Maybe it turns into one of those things where, remember in 2018, Chris Sale and how he ended up being used, and it was like, all right, well, he can't start today, but if we need to close out the World Series, he's available. So maybe we, you know, we can't get five or six innings out of him. Maybe we can get one, but
maybe either, there's a way to do that.
Maybe, but even still, that's been removed for these this three-game series coming up.
So, look, I don't know if it really changes my outlook on the series. It certainly doesn't help in terms of who I'd pick. But your pitching matchups now are Crochet versus Fried. Real nice
awesome
pitching matchup tonight in game one.
Mm-hmm.
Fried is a guy the Red Sox were in on. The Yankees signed him. We all kicked and screamed about it. My guy Craig Breslow went out and pivoted and traded for Garrett Crochet.
Who's better?
So
Fried's good. I'm not trying to dump on Fried. I'm saying, but Crochet's better.
Crochet, it was a great move.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe John Henry didn't want to spend. Maybe Breslow couldn't close when it came to Fried, but that wound up working out for them. So advantage Red Sox on the mound tonight, although they are underdogs. I heard Greg talking about this morning. They are underdogs. Last check, I think, plus 115 on the money line tonight. So buying opportunity. Or suckers bet.
Buying opportunity.
For sure.
They own the Yankees. And I think that's just sort of, or they're the higher seed. They're at home. That'd be my guess, right? They play well. They play well in that ballpark.
They own the Yankees. He owns the Yankees. His four starts this year, he's 3-0, 3.29 ERA, which is actually higher than I would have guessed. Although his first and last, he wasn't great. He was lights out in the middle, too.
Yep.
39 Ks and 27 and a third. Judge is a mixed bag. Judge, he's 3-for-15 against Crochet. 200 batting average. That's good. 800 OPS because he has two home runs off Crochet.
Home runs or strikeouts, right? He either strikes him out or he socks a dinger.
It's 11 Ks.
Yeah.
So Crochet's gotten him out 12 times. 11 of them are strikeouts. Judge has three hits. Two of them are home runs. So one or the other is happening. But that's your pitching matchup tonight, which should be a good one. Game two is Bayo and Rodon. Game three now is TBD against Cam Schlittler.
Who's now?
Schlittler.
Careful.
He's a Mass kid. He's
Watch
from
profanity.
He's from Walpole, I believe, but that's the game three matchup. Should it come to that?
Right.
Cam Schlittler versus TBD. What do you do to replace Giolito if you even get to a game three? What do you
do? I mean, I guess you could go Connolly early or you could go straight bullpen game, and maybe it's the same thing. Maybe Connolly early is like the starter, but it is just like you have a guy warming up.
I thought
like, it's one of those kind of things.
I don't know. It's so shameful that you have to do this in modern day baseball.
Yeah.
But I thought Gordo from the Play Tessie podcast had an interesting idea.
All right.
You get a righty specialist for the first inning in game three, maybe Weissert, working for the Judge matchup specifically. You've got to get through Judge initially. Do you want early out there in the first inning against Judge, lefty-righty? Probably
that's
not.
That's a good theory.
Then you piece it together in the middle innings
okay
with early,
with the
and then it's full-on bullpen game from there.
Yeah, Peyton Tolley, like the third inning or whatever. Like, yeah, I'm for sure up for a bullpen game. It's not perfect, but it also neither is having your number three starter go down. And I don't know if there's one guy. Like, we've seen good and bad from Tolley. We've seen good and bad from early. We've seen more bad from Harrison, maybe a sprinkle of good. So, like, there's not a starter that you'd be like, give that guy the ball.
No.
And, you know, hope that you get five or six innings. Probably
Harrison,
not happen.
Hicks, yeah. They both suck.
So maybe that's what you do.
I texted the group yesterday. I wanted Kyle Harrison as the game three starter. I don't really want that. I honestly, that would shave years off my life, and I couldn't really handle the Twitter mentions after Harrison getting that start. So I actually don't want that.
Nick also had a good response. He was just like, you won't need a game three starter if you win the first two games.
Bingo.
Series is over.
All you need is Crochet and Bayo.
That's it.
So we get that update yesterday that Giolito is going to be out from Corey. He's kind of volunteered, and he's like, by the way, we played it right off the top. Oh, by the way, yeah, I don't know if we kept you guys in the loop on this one. Giolito, he's not pitching. Oh,
I was like, huh?
Thanks, Alex.
Wait a minute, what?
That seemed to be useful information.
That was.
That you could have volunteered. This is Craig Breslow this morning, an early front office report on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, you can use the Rewind feature. Go back and listen to Craig Breslow on the Greg Hill Show. AUDACY, get it on your phone. Free, easy, take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Here's what Breslow had to say about the latest on Lucas Giolito.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What about, can you get into Lucas Giolito if you guys are to advance?
I think we're still at the point of getting information. He saw Dr. Dugas yesterday, who is familiar with him and had done his surgery last year. So he's connecting with our medical staff, and we'll figure out exactly what it looks like. But I think at this point, you just feel really badly for Lucas, just given how hard he's worked to get himself back to this position, the way that he's contributed over the course of the year, and know that more than anything, he just wanted to be on this roster helping us advance.
Is there any type of diagnosis for what the injury actually is, or is it hurt or is it injured?
I think we're still trying to make that determination. A couple days ago, he just felt like he wasn't recovering. I think looking back, we could see some downtrends in velocity and performance through the month of September, but he was always able to push through it and pitch through it, and then just got to the point where he felt like he couldn't and wanted to take a breath to figure out what was going on here. So I'm pretty confident we'll have a better idea, clearer picture at some point today.
He's like, I don't know if we could quite pinpoint the timing of it, but I think he made a podcast appearance on the hashtag Dort podcast.
It can't be.
And it all fell apart. I don't know if we could really pinpoint it perfectly.
He told us he never felt better. No, we didn't ask him about his elbow. No, it's obviously disappointing, and you'll definitely cross that bridge when you get to it. And if there's a must-win game three, I mean, it's one of these things where come playoff time, and I'm always blown away by even when it's somebody like Garrett Crochet or like a Verlander in his prime, how quickly, if any pitcher is in trouble, they go to the bullpen. And, like, they'll take out a guy making $40 million. They'll, like, give him the hook in the third inning because they're just, like, so terrified of base runners in the playoffs. So it's one of those things where, yeah, I obviously would want Lucas Giolito starting game three rather than a bullpen game. But a bullpen game might be how they were going to manage him anyway. Like, a must win, right? Like, maybe game one is a little bit different if you're not facing elimination like you would be in a game three. So, and that's one where we've always given Cora credit for this, right? We don't love every move he makes, but he is really good at using his bullpen, using other starters, doing all that stuff, and knowing when to take guys out. So that's something in game three that you might have seen anyway.
Look, the way he did it, the two times he's made the playoffs, in 2018 and 2021, he was a master at it. If you want to give him credit for Friday night, I know nobody could watch it on Apple TV.
Yeah.
But the way,
trust us, it was good.
But the way he got Harrison out of there and went to his bullpen and said, we're going to limit it right here, and we are
and
going to...
And he went to Whitlock when they were trailing, and then he went to Chapman in a tie game. Like, and the whole thing paid off.
And he's leaned on Whitlock a little bit more. I'm trying to remember if the Friday night game was just three outs. I think that was just three outs. But he's leaned on him more for four outs when he's needed to. So, no, look, Friday night, I give Cora a lot of credit for the way he handled that. And a lot is going to be on the manager, which we'll get to here coming up. I was digging in on Dr. Dugas, Keith.
Do you think Dr. Dugas
Sick
was like...
brag, bro.
Do you think he was like, hey, I will do the surgery for free, but you need to mention me by name in every interview
you
do?
Yeah.
They're like, all right, fine, product Dr.
placement.
Dugas.
It's a product placement situation. You know, it's like, oh, Pepsi. Yeah. I love Pepsi.
I love Dr. Dugas.
Yeah. He's so great. Now, did you know he works at the...
I'm going to stop you right there. I don't know anything about this guy.
He works at the Andrews Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center.
Okay.
So maybe he is the new Dr. James Andrews.
So maybe he is. He's the right-hand man, if you will.
He accepted a fellowship in sports medicine at the American Sports Medicine Institute, ASMI, in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, I know that.
Under the direction of James Andrews.
So good.
Dr. Dugas.
He's his Padawan.
Exactly.
That's great news. You so that is the guy I would go do the surgery with.
Great. Okay, good.
Not
I feel
Dr.
better
Andrews,
about it.
It's a younger Dr. Andrews.
All right, I feel like we're in good hands.
He
this.
Might start game one of the ALDS now at this rate.
The other bad news is Bregman apparently is sick.
Oh, no. What's going on now?
Bregman.
That back to school. Everybody's back to school sick. Everyone's got something.
Bregman traveled separately from the team.
Okay.
To New York. And
he just maybe didn't want to be with him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently he's under the weather too. Breslow made
the
it sound.
The guy is drunk.
No.
They were celebrating pretty hard on Friday. They were getting after it. Although it looked like he was celebrating less hard than some of the others.
Did you watch any of the locker room clubhouse celebration?
All of it.
Did you see the one dude who I think might have been like a hitting coach?
Wait.
So Bregman was talking, right? Bregman was talking to one of the reporters, and he was like very calmly answering questions while he's wearing like, you know, goggles and a hat. Some guy slowly poured three or four beers on him. Like just cracked a Bud Light, slowly poured it. And you're like, all right, good one.
Yeah.
Cracked the second one. Poured it again. I'm like, get that guy out of here. Like, I would have shoved the guy. And then he's like, then you're like, they're still interviewing him. And Bregman's just like, not even looking at the guy. He's like wiping beer out of his eye. And then you're like, is this going to keep at? Cracks a third one. Dumps it over his head. Like you do like almost like an egg. It was like going so slowly over. I'm like, what is this guy's problem? First of all, you're wasting a ton of beers. And he was just like slowly pouring beers and nobody reacted. It was just like very creepy.
It sounds like something people would pay for on OnlyFans. You just break that down real
slow. So maybe Bregman was like, I don't want to travel with that guy.
Yeah.
So let me travel to New York
by myself.
Is that guy going to be on the plane?
But anyway,
pass.
Maybe a few too many pops for Bregman.
It was bizarre.
Maybe back to school. Maybe the kids are getting everybody sick. I don't know. But he had to travel to New York separately. So great.
Our guy Terp was in the clubhouse for that.
I did see that.
Yeah.
All business Terp.
All business Terp was there.
Glasses on.
No shirt hat. On.
Polo on. Yeah, I wouldn't have kept that on if I were.
I would have popped it off to fit in with the fellas.
Whip that
around
a little
bit. Taking our shirts off, right? hell yeah.
Nips out, right?
That was a different approach because normally they're like, hey guys, we have like playoff gear if you want to wear the playoff gear. And half the team was like, or we could just take our shirts off altogether.
Yeah,
I was like, hell yeah.
Kind of rock though.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, they get it.
Oh, you could almost make a Red Sox calendar now.
They should.
12 hunks.
Don't give Sam Kennedy any ideas. He just heard. Copyright. Copyright.
We're selling
Sam,
it here.
Sam, you can't take that.
Nope.
That's copyright. We got that. Red Sox calendar.
All fired up.
Hunks of the Sox.
Yeah. Brian, I don't know if you can find it. He's got the Jaren Duran now on Twitch and YouTube. But if you can find Bregman, it was just like one beer after the next, slow poured on his head. And it was like, okay.
Nice.
We get it. We get it, dude. Guy wouldn't stop. The menace.
So he's sick. Your number three starter is hurt.
Other than that, though,
Yankees are favored in the series. Who you got, Keith?
I'm going Red Sox. It is Garrett Crochet gives you a lot of confidence. A three-game series, and as good as Max Fried is, you have the pitching advantage tonight. So don't get me wrong. In a three-game series, any team that loses game one, you're going to be a little fearful, a little nervous. But I like them tonight. I like Garrett Crochet. Aaron Judge. You know, it's interesting. Aaron Judge in the postseason has hit a bunch of home runs. He has 16 home runs in 58 games, but his OPS is actually under 800.
768.
He's batting like 200.
205.
Yeah.
And he struck out 86 times in 220 at bats.
So I don't know. I like the Red Sox lineup. I guess you could maybe describe it as scrappy, right? Like they don't have an Aaron Judge, right? They don't have that. But they got a bunch of different guys that have come through this season. And then I love the back end of their bullpen, too. And so I'll take the Red Sox in this series. It's the matchup I've wanted all along. So I'm not going to say, hey, give me the Yankees. And, you know, all due respect to Giolito, but just because Giolito goes down doesn't mean I'm going to switch and pick New York to win. I'm still taking the Sox.
Just turning your back on your guy, Giolito.
I love Giolito.
What a shot.
I want to get him on again. I want to get him on the podcast again. I don't know if it's now's a good time to ask
or is it
a great time to ask.
I'd do it while he's iced up and post-surgery. I'd make sure he does that. Post-op. Make sure you get
that done. Do you think Giolito's coming back? We do a podcast with him. He's like got this giant like brace and cast on. It's like, I don't know. He might be back. He could be.
I don't know if younger Red Sox fans appreciate. We were talking about this with Brian, who's running Twitch today for All Business Terp. Who was worn out by media day, I guess.
What happened to a little rest?
I don't know. It was a long media day, I guess. I don't know if younger Red Sox fans fully appreciate like how we used to think about Red Sox Yankees in the playoffs or in a big game, right?
God.
I mean, they haven't played actually that often in the playoffs. They had a one-game playoff in 78. You know, you have before playoff expansion, not a lot of matchups, obviously, but big games down the stretch. How we used to think of Red Sox Yankees is just completely flipped on its ear. They lost the ALCS in 99. They lost the ALCS with the Boone homer in 2003. Then they've won three straight series, rather.
Yeah.
Now, it was the ALCS in 04. It was a DS win in 18 and then the wild card game in 21. So I don't know if that really qualifies as a series, per se. I don't know that this really qualifies as a series. It could be a 2-0 sweep. But that's flipped on its ear. And the Red Sox dominated this series this season as well. So it used to be the kind of thing that would have you crap in a brick. It's like, oh, my God, it's the Yankees? This has gone very well for them.
No, it has.
And, you know, both times Cora's made the playoffs, he's beat the Yankees.
Yeah, no, he definitely has. I mean, there's still nothing like 03, 04. Just like it's maybe the worst moment as a sports fan, followed by the best moment as a sports fan, and it'll never be that. But I'd say every series after that, Red Sox have had the upper hand, but it's also, it has been super exciting, and it does mean more than, you know, even though the Astros became like a fun little rival, right? There was like the back, yep, back seasons where they faced the Astros, and that was pretty fun. And then obviously the Cora dynamic to it, or, you know, facing whoever it might be, whether the Cardinals or the Rockies, or, but there's just obviously still something different. Even though
we score 16 at Yankee Stadium, suck on it.
Yeah, suck on it. So great, great words. But I would say
the words of a
like,
wise man.
Yeah, like because we were going into the last week, we're like, oh, you could play the Blue Jays, and like that's a division rival, and like that'd be a whole thing. But like, I don't know, there's still nothing better in baseball than a Red Sox Yankees playoff series.
So, is this the matchup you wanted? How you feeling about it? What chances are you giving the Red Sox with their number three starter already out and Bregman with the sniffies? 617-779-7937. You can weigh in there all day long.
Could be his Jordan flu game, though.
Could be.
The Bregman flu series.
Yeah, maybe they're setting that up.
Yeah.
The flu two games.
The flu two games.
Is what they're setting up.
The flu two.
So we have a tier Tuesday at 11:30. We'll tier off all the teams, including the Red Sox, in MLB's postseason. It's Tom E. Tuesday. We'll talk to Tom E. Curran at high noon Eastern time this week, local time.
How do you like that?
We'll be talking to him, I believe, unless he has to move again, right at his normally scheduled time. We got Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. And we're going to talk to Keith McPherson of The Fan at 1 o'clock, get a Yankee fan's perspective on this series later on in the show today. By the way, two quick texts, Keith.
Yeah?
And we've already copyrighted this, so this is now all proprietary information.
It's ours.
With our Red Sox calendar.
Yeah, hunks.
Number one, it's a good name. WEEI playoff pinup.
Playoff pinup.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Number two, make them in the pictures wear a Wally head with no shirt, and then you got to guess whose abs they are each month.
Ooh, that's, I like
pretty,
that.
That's pretty good.
I like that a lot.
That looks like Romy Gonzalez.
Just the Wally head, nothing else. that has to be like an OnlyFans thing, but we could probably still get that done.
That just says no,
charge more for it.
No shirt, but that's
nothing.
Honestly, good idea.
Just the Wally head.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.